We know that three people have now been arrested following the murders of four people in Elsey's River last night, the Clark's Estate area of Elsey's River. Gunmen attacked a Wendy house in the area, and three children were killed. One 10, one 12, and one 13, along with an 18-year-old male and two women, and it's thought that they are the mothers of the deceased children, were wounded. Imran Mukaddam is Deputy Chair at the Elsey's River Community Policing Forum. Imran, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John, and to the listeners of Cape Talk.
It seems, I know that I'm guessing on the basis of very little evidence, but it seems as if the killers wanted to get at the 18-year-old male and they didn't care who was collateral damage.
Most definitely, and as we see, it was the act of gross terrorism, because it was done to inflict fear on the community of Clark's Estate because of rival gangs wanting to take over territory, and there's a power vacuum in the area since the killing of a gang leader there, and now there's a turf war happening, and these three innocent children got shot whilst in their beds, in their home, with their mothers, with the mothers also being shot in the same incident.
It really is, it's hard. I've been thinking about this all day since I first heard the story on the news early this morning. It's hard to imagine somebody who is so immune to the value of human life that they are prepared to kill any number of people, no matter what gender, no matter what age, in order to make sure that they get their target. They don't care that they kill three children trying to kill the 18-year-old man who's part of the gang war. It's really hard to understand that level of alienation from any kind of compassion or humanity.
I think reflecting on what I heard from what the crime scene looked like, could you imagine a 9-year-old girl with a bullet wound to head, execution style? How do you do that? And this is the phenomenon that we're dealing with. What makes these criminals so heartless? What happened? Where did we go wrong? Is the question we ask ourselves, that we have raised young men to be this violent.
And Imran, the level of warning that something like this might happen. I mean, you mentioned the fact that there was this vacuum and there was a battle for control. Was this in some sense preventable with better intelligence within the gangs?
I think intelligence is one of the big issues. I think the other issue is that, from what I've just gained, is that the perpetrator as well as the victim were out on parole, or of the perpetrators as well as the victim was out on parole. So here the criminal justice system also failed in terms of allowing people that should not even be on the streets to be back on the streets and just carry on as usual. And this is where the big failure comes in, because no amount of policing, no amount of community participation, no amount of arrest is going to change if you put those same very criminals back on the street.
And Elsey's River is one of the areas where the army was deployed for that initial 2-month period, and now the extended 6-month period to the end of March next year. And I mean, last night's incident is an example of how inadequate that army deployment. I mean, even if you'd had two companies, a battalion of SANDF soldiers on the streets of Elsey's River last night, something like this might still have happened.
Yes, it might still have happened, but also it's a clear indication of the escalation of violence on the Cape Flats in the past 2-3 weeks. It's a clear message being sent from the gang. They're not a fraternity, but from the gang industry to the states. It's a clear appeals with regards to whatever the state is trying to get the Cape Flats gang wars under control. The amount of violence that we're seeing is clearly showing a total disregard for even the deployment of the army as well. So we are dealing with a phenomenon that is just not being taken for what it is. It's an insurrection, and we need, you can't deploy 600 soldiers and say you've done your bit, it's not enough.
Yeah, I see there's a media statement from the Premier's office saying that tomorrow Alan Wendy is going to unveil the biggest and most expensive provincial safety strategy in the country. Western Cape government, working with partners in the city of Cape Town, will announce a series of law enforcement and violence prevention responses to crime and safety across all departments. So I suppose we must wait and see whether there's anything in that that gives us a smidgen of hope.
Yeah, and then also, you see, we've got high levels of unemployment and a lot of committed civilian volunteers, but there's no incentive for people. And we're saying spend some of that money to employ neighborhood watch people in sort of auxiliary safety officer roles, and then you'll have so much more eyes on the street, and you'll have the community participating. And then another appeal we're making specifically to MEC Adam Lundi, as well as maybe the mayor, is just up the reward for locating of firearms. Because if you at least have an incentive for communities to disclose who's got firearms and where firearms to be located, if we can get some of those guns up the street, we'll stop the carnage to a certain extent.
Imran Mukadam, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Deputy Chair, PRO, at the Elsie's River Community Policing Forum.